And now it's time for Political Junkie.
I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up.
Gets his own theme song now. When is this going to stop? There's no shortage of political news this week, but with the fallout from the FBI raid of Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson's office and the never-ending immigration debate on Capitol Hill, which pits mostly Republicans against Republicans. We'll also ask, what's the matter with Kansas political Mark Parkinson? He's the former chairman of the state's Republican Party, who switched sides yesterday and is expected to appear on the ticket of Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius. You can call us with your questions about the week in politics. Our number is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org. With us, as always, here in Studio 3A, Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor and author of the Political Junkie column you can read at NPR's website. This week, he's also our blogger in residence. And I hope you like the music, Ken.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Mm. Well, let's start with William Jefferson. This is a fight now, it seems. There was a hearing yesterday called by the House Judiciary Committee. William Sensenbrenner particularly outraged, it seems, over the FBI raid on the offices of William Jefferson, a Democrat who's been swept up in allegations of, stashing $90,000 in bribes in his freezer.
Okay. In fairness to Jefferson, he has not been charged with anything, and he has denied any kind of wrongdoing. But having said that, there is FBI videotape on Jefferson taking $100,000 in bribes, $90,000 of which they found in his freezer. Two people have pleaded guilty already to bribing William Jefferson, and yet somehow that's not what the whole hubbub is about in Washington. It's about FBI overreaching. It's about Dennis Hastert criticizing the Bush administration. It's Sensenbrenner criticizing what about separation of powers. And, you know, the Republicans kept talking about how they had this advantage that all this Republican culture of corruption that was directed at them for so long, and with good reason, given Duke Cunningham and Tom DeLay and things like that. And they had this issue, you know, saying, well, look at Bill Jefferson. But now it's about Republican infighting. It's a very, very bizarre week in Washington.
And the feeling that this is the opening round, certainly the FBI is going to be investigating, it looks like, more congressmen, according to the testimony we heard yesterday against Mr. Safavian.
That's true, and that certainly will affect Congressman Bob Ney, the former House Administration Committee Chairman from Ohio, who's also in big trouble with this part of the corruption probe.
Mm-hmm. Let's get some listeners involved in the conversation, and we'll begin with Greg. Greg calling from San Diego.
Yes. Hi, Neil.
Hi there.
I think that the election here in San Diego is really going to be a very interesting microcosm. The Republican, Brian Bilbrey, has taken us the view that the House bill on immigration, he agrees with that. Now, it's a very conservative Republican district, but there are a lot of folks who do benefit from illegal immigration, if you will, in terms of farm labor. There actually are farms not far from San Diego and the construction industry. There's probably a lot of folks who aren't that unhappy with the status quo in terms of immigration. Now, an interesting thing that's happened in the last day was that Senator McCain from Arizona was going to come to raise money for Mr. Bilbrey. Mr. Bilbrey is against Senator McCain's bill in the Senate. He opposes it.
Mm-hmm.
And Senator McCain has decided not to come.
We should point out this is the special election to replace Duke Cunningham, the member of Congress, Republican, who's pleaded guilty
to accepting
bribes.
So this was kind of a surprise that Senator McCain rather quickly replied by saying, well, I'm not going to come after all.
Yeah. Ken?
It's a fascinating, in a million ways, this is really a race to watch. It's as Greg says, it's next Tuesday in California's 50th district with that Duke Cunningham, the seat that Duke Cunningham gave up. It's between Republican Brian Bilbrey, a former member of Congress, who is now a lobbyist, and Democrat Francine Busby. Francine Busby, the only reason we know about her is because she was really the only Democrat in the race. She ran 2 years ago, lost by 20 points to Cunningham. But given the state of the Republican Party in this country, given this culture of corruption that the Democrats keep hammering the Republican Party over, if Francine Busby wins on Tuesday, it will send shockwaves to Republicans around the country that they could be in for a really serious time this November. The fact is that that John McCain was set to come out for Brian Bilbray, but because Bilbray is very strong about immigration, he supports the House bill, not the McCain Senate bill. McCain said, "Well, that'll be nuts for me to come out there and campaign for him."
Yeah.
So it's the Republicans have their serious problems in California 50.
Political junkie Ken Rudin with us here. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Gary on the line. Gary calling from Wichita in Kansas.
Yes, I was calling about the choice for a running mate by Kathleen Sebelius.
Yes.
I find the whole, I'm a Democrat and I support her. I think she's done a great job, but it's interesting. I mean, I don't know if your guest knows this, but really we have a three-party system in Kansas. We have the Democrats, conservative Republicans, and moderate Republicans.
Yeah, and apparently the former chairman of the Republican Party in Kansas has decided to move from the moderate side to the Democratic side, Kent.
Yeah, and also he was instrumental in getting a Republican to switch sides up in Johnson County, and he's going to run against the Attorney General.
Yeah, Ken?
You know, 2 years ago when this book came out, What's the Matter with Kansas, the idea of the book was, once upon a time, Kansas was a hotbed of populist thought, and now it's become very, very conservative thought. The attorney general there is a guy named Phil Klein. He subpoenaed medical records from abortion clinics. The Republican Party in Kansas has, I don't want to say taken over, but it's really run by a very, very conservative wing of the party, and many Republicans are leaving the party. That's why Mark Parkinson, the chairman, is now going to be the lieutenant governor, the candidate for the lieutenant governor on the Democratic side. So once upon a time, you had Bob Dolan, Nancy Kassebaum, conservatives, but not far-right conservatives, and a lot of moderate Republicans are slowly but surely leaving the party in Kansas.
That and one of the funnest places to watch politics is at the county level, because these two sides of the Republican Party battle for control of the counties. It's really interesting. But I did have three questions about this move by her.
Well, Gary, we were running short, a little short of time. I wanted to get some other questions in for Ken before we had to go. But thanks very much for the call. All right? All right. It's not just Kansas where it's fun to watch politics. New York State. Now, get this quote from the Senate Majority Leader in New York State, Joseph Bruno, speaking yesterday at the Republican convention, state convention on Long Island. "The enemies of New York State are the Democrats," Bruno declared. "The opposition of the Democrats, not one another." This because he's got a real problem with two wings of the Republican Party in the state of New York as well.
Well, after two wings, I would hang up because clearly the Republican Party is in big trouble in New York. Once upon a time, as I say, you had George Pataki, who's leaving the governorship after three terms. You had Al D'Amato. In the old days, you had Nelson Rockefeller, John Lindsay, Jacob Javits. You have really nothing now. You have Hillary Clinton, clearly favored, overwhelmingly favored to win a second term in New York. You have Elliot Spitzer, the crime-busting state attorney general, clearly going to be the next governor of New York. And you have feuds within the Republican Party trying to take on these candidates. And for governor, you have William Weld. They had to go to Massachusetts, the former governor Weld, to be the nominee there. And he may not even survive a primary because he's too moderate. You also have similar problems on the Republican side for the Senate. So the Republican Party we once knew, that you and I once knew, and our parents once knew, it no longer exists.
And just before we go, Ken, word of a third party movement that's emerged. No candidate yet, but at least an idea.
Well, there's a group called Unity 08, if that's what you're talking about. The former governor of Maine, Angus King, who was elected as an independent, wants a running mate to be of different parties, a Democrat and Republican. It happened only once in history successfully. As you well remember, Abraham Lincoln picked Andrew Johnson in an 1864 convention, and you had a Democrat and Republican there. But they're saying that there's too much partisanship in politics. That's kind of weird to say that because that's exactly what politics it should be. But it gets too ugly. And people like Angus King are trying to get a more of a bipartisan, people talk about like John McCain and Joe Lieberman, for example. The fact is most Republicans don't like John McCain and most Democrats don't like Joe Lieberman. So maybe that would be a perfect ticket.
Mm-hmm. I always thought his name was Angus King, unparenth.
That's right.
Former governor of Maine, Angus King. Ken Rudin, thanks very much. Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor, author of the Political Junkie column, also writing NPR's Mixed Signals blog this week. If you haven't had enough, you can find both at our website, npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
And take over this beautiful land.
man.